I've known some I've known many of the lower class New England families who have been stuck in places like Lowell and Worcester and Watertown and so forth. And they were people who came here from one place to the other during the great industrial immigration. And America's streets were paved with gold. And yeah. They found themselves working in the factories. And then they found they could cope with that, and they could get their little house and their Saturday beer money. And then along came the Depression and wiped out, you know, that next generation. And those people who were Kerouac's parents have an outstanding characteristic from my perception of them, making a terrible generalization. And that is, they're bringing their children up in the 30s. They went to every extent to teach them not to expect too much, not to want too much, not to hope too much, and especially not to think too well of themselves and their own opportunities. And therefore, when you've got a guy like Jack Kerouac, with all this negative shit built into him, from his parents, his teachers, his society, a fallen, dead-ass town, full of empty buildings, a ghost town, really, he becomes the ghost. And he, I think when he rises above it, he has this, you know, this terrible guilt feeling. On the one hand, he wants you to know that Al Mello is not the best boxer out of Lowell. He was best everything out of Lowell. At the same time, he has this, all these voices from his childhood saying, you're not going to be, you can't be, forget it, you're a schlepper. Expect to go to the factory, and the factory's not going to be open, you know, all these negative things. Again, speaking of that era, that generation of Lowell people, you see, they were in economic competition with the blacks. They were in economic terror of the Jewish. The Jews didn't own those mills up there. I know who owns those mills up there, and they still own them. There isn't a Jew among them. But because, you know, this whole thing, well, the Depression happened because of the Jewish bankers. There are no Jewish people running any banks in this country, and there never have been. But it is so easy to, you know, turn this around and say, well, something's going wrong with the economy. I'm out of work. I'm starving. My kids can't be fed. Do they blame the Cabbage family? Do they blame the Lowell family? No. they blame people who don't exist. Because it's easy, because there's no retribution. They can't speak against the Cabots or the Lowells, but they can speak against these nameless people